With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. On a party line vote, 51 to 47, the Senate confirming 48 Trump nominees in one fell swoop, ending a backlog caused by the Democrats.
Under new rules in the Senate, Republicans were able to combine all the nominations into one and confirm them with a simple majority vote. The new chamber rule allowing for the confirmation of certain executive branch nominees in large groups rather than one by one was enacted earlier this month on a strict party line vote. Republicans say they took the unusual step to offset delays they blame on the Democrats. Bob Agner reporting.
Turning Point USA, founded by Charlie Kirk, to mobilize young conservatives has seen a massive surge in interest and support since the assassination last week. As millions mourn his death, the group now announcing that Kirk's wife, Erica, will serve as the next CEO. President Trump calling on the Supreme Court for an emergency order to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The request comes after an appeals court rejected the president's effort to oust Cook from the Fed's seven-member governing board. He accuses Cook of mortgage fraud. She denies lying and refuses to leave her post. The Fed board was established by Congress to be largely independent from day-to-day politics. No president has fired a sitting Fed governor in the agency's 112-year history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A prosecutor says a suspected stalker armed with a rifle hid in his ex-girlfriend's home in Pennsylvania and ambushed police officers who came to arrest him, killing three of them. York County DA Tim Barker says the officers opened the door and the suspect immediately opened fire. This is SRN News. A new Gallup report on moral trends in this country.
According to the respected polling organization, the number one issue that has seen a sea change in America's perception of it is homosexuality. In the year 2000, only 40% of respondents told Gallup that they considered gay relationships to be morally acceptable. Today, it's 64%, a swing of 24 points. The Gallup study also finds large numbers of Americans now have no problem with fornication and having children out of wedlock. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Growing unrest in Nepal has the country's small Christian community staying watchful and keeping out of sight. The fears that radical Hindus will target Christians as they seek power for themselves. Last week's massive demonstrations in Nepal ended with more than 70 people killed and hundreds more wounded. The army stepped in to impose a curfew. This is SRN News. Tech stocks have given markets a nice boost.
Wall Street rolled to more records led by a rally in technology stocks. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 124 points. It's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.9%. NVIDIA rose sharply after announcing a partnership with Intel. NVIDIA said it would invest $5 billion in its fellow semiconductor company and develop new products with it. Intel, which has been struggling recently, soared to its best day since 1987. Seth Sutel, New York.
A couple of ABC affiliates speaking out against late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel ahead of the ABC decision to suspend him. Nexstar Media Group, based in Irving, Texas, had said it would pull the show starting yesterday. Sinclair Broadcast Group in Hunt Valley, Maryland, had called on Kimmel to apologize to the Kirk family. More details at srnnews.com.